wrestle not against flesh and blood. Victory is the goal for every battle. Get set for an empowerment to conquer in the battles of life as you listen to Encounter with the Truth by Pastor Sammy.
Today also we are continuing with our series, Following God's Leading. Following God's Leading. The best thing you can achieve in life, the fastest way to get results in life, is to follow somebody who knows where you are going. Hallelujah. The best way is to follow somebody who knows where you are going. And we have learned this month that God is leading all of us as children to higher places in life. And that higher places in life is only God who has been there. He is above all. And he sees all. And he knows the path to all the goodly places in this life. He told the people of Israel when they were in the wilderness, they were in Egypt. He said, I am taking you to a goodly place, a land that floweth with milk and honey, a land that drink water from above, where you don't have to worry yourself. You will inherit vineyards that you didn't plant, cities that you didn't build. That is what God wants all his children to have. And truly, even in this time where Israel cannot be said to be 100% nation for God, still they are a nation that is drinking the blessings of God from above. Hallelujah. It doesn't matter how small they are. No nation has stood against them and won before. Initially, it may look like you are winning, but your God always rises up for them and give them breakthroughs. The same God that is with his people in this month and in the days left in this year, that same God will be with you in the name of Jesus Christ. But we said to be in these high places of life, you need to get to allow him to lead you. If you want to go the way of this life, you need to go through it by your own ways. But if you want to go to the highest places of this life, then you need to go by the ways of the Most High. The ways of the Most High is the secured avenue to the highest place of this life. Anyone that is led by God always gets to his destination, and he gets to his destination whole and full. I pray that as we go through the days of this year, we will allow ourselves to be led by the Most High in the name of Jesus Christ. But there are various ways that God leads his people. David, a man after God's own heart, never lost a battle as a king. Why? Because God was always leading him in every battle that he went. Although he knows the strategies of battle, he was always following God. Whenever any enemy comes against him, David wouldn't say that we have to only do this. But he always asked about God. When he told Joab to put Uriah in the highest, the tightest, and the fiercest places of battle, Joab told the man that he sent, he said that when you go and the king asks you, how did the battle go? Tell him that your people drew to the wall and they shoot arrows from the wall and they killed us. And Joab, because he knew that the king was a man of strategies, because we win wars with strategies, he said, the king will tell you. Didn't Joab know that when you get to the walls, the people may drop something from the walls and attack you? Don't he remember Abimelech when he was fighting? It is in the book of Judges that Abimelech went to the wall and somebody dropped a stone and it crushed his head and Abimelech died. He said that when the king said that to you, tell him that your servant Uriah was part. This shows that David was not only a man who knows God, he also knew strategies that will make him win. But despite all his strategies, the ways of God was higher than his own ways. Hallelujah. In fighting the Philistines, he asked the king, the Lord, Father, should we go? He said, go. And they went, they won. Again, the Philistines came to them again. And he asked God, God, should we go again? God said, no. Now, when you hear the movings on the top of the trees, then go. That means that I have gone ahead of you. Despite all his strategies, he was always following God's leading. Life is not won by only strategies and plans. It is won by the hand of God. Hallelujah. If it is by only strategies and plans and policies, most African nations will be ahead. Life is not won by only strategies and plans. It is the hand of God that leads his people to the highest place of life. Now, how does God lead his people? In the first service, we learned that God leads us through his voice. This voice can be audible, or you can sense it within you. And most of the time, God speaks to us by his spirit that is in us. The still small voice. As he showed to Elijah, the Bible said that Elijah, he heard earthquake, but God was not in the earthquake. There was a shaking. There was a wind. God was not in the wind. He said after that, after all this shaking, all this wind, all the fire, whatever was it in that time, he said he heard a still small voice. That still small voice is the voice of the Holy Spirit. It's in all of us. If you pay attention to it, the voice of the Spirit in you, you will see him directing you. Hallelujah. One thing about most of us Christians is that we want spectacular signs. God, do this. They want God. They have a way for God to teach them or direct them. We should note these things that God don't teach us by our ways. God don't direct us by the way we want him to direct us. He directs us by his own way. At one time, he may choose to direct you through his voice. At another time, he may choose to direct you by something else. Hallelujah. So God is always directing his people, and he directs us by different ways. This service, one way God directs us is through visions, visionary encounters. God directs us through visions, by encounters through visions. What I call seeing and knowing. Papa Hagin calls it seeing and knowing. God can direct you by seeing and by knowing. Hallelujah. And we shouldn't be children of God that desires only one way. We should always desire that God should direct us by his own way. Hallelujah. God direct us by seeing and knowing. Seeing visions and knowing visions. In Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 11 and 12, Jeremiah said he saw God. He saw something, and God said, what do you see? He said, I see an almond tree. He said, thou have seen right. So God leads us. God can lead us by showing us something, by seeing things, seeing and knowing. God can show us in Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 1 to 3. Habakkuk said, I will stand at my watch, and I will watch to see. I will watch to see what he may show me. I will stand and I will watch to see. So one wonderful way God can show us things is by showing us visions and revelations of the Lord. You see that all great men in the scriptures, they were men. They were not only led by the boys. They saw something. When Jacob was going to Laban's place, he said in the night, he saw a ladder going up to heaven and angels ascending and descending. And he said, this is the house of God. He saw it. He saw it. Paul said, and I will come to visions and revelations of the Lord. Visions and revelations of the Lord. So it is one avenue that God shows his people. Jesus said, I saw Satan fall. I saw Satan fall. So anyone, any great man of God, in fact, to operate in the office of the prophet, you need to be seeing and knowing. Seeing and knowing. Hallelujah. All these things we are talking about, God does those things initially in your life, then also in the lives of other people. The anointing is first to benefit you. Any anointing that don't benefit you, the carrier, you need to desire that it will benefit you. God directs us individually. That when he raises you up in the work of the ministry, he uses you to also be a blessing to other people. So God can direct us by visionary encounters, the act of knowing and seeing. Hallelujah. In my own personal life, most of the things that will happen in my life, I know. Sometimes by the end, getting to the end of the year, after I've made my plans, what I believe God for in the year, I will just stand before God and tell you, what do you have for me this year? What do you have for me? And sometimes the things that will happen in my life, in my place of work, I know. Before we open school, I was telling my head that left. I told her, something happened to in the school. And I told her, I know, this is what happened. This is the meaning of what is happening. So, how? I said, before we open school, this is what I saw. And truly, that is the same thing that happened. He said, how do we do it? So, what? How are we going to go about it? I said, don't worry. We have dealt with it. And it died a natural death. Hallelujah. Knowing and seeing. It is not because you were a pastor or anything. It is because we desire God to know. In fact, in this dispensation, if you don't know and you don't see, you will die early. You don't know, you don't see, you will die early. Sometimes if you are deaf, at least your eyes are open. Your eyes will be able to see. Sometimes some of my children, they will do something. Before I'm going, one time we were going to local center. I stopped in the way. I said, somebody have done this. Somebody have done this. Somebody have done this. They were all watching me. I said, if you know you are the person, go and correct it before I go home. Quick. When I went, it was corrected. I said, how do you know? So now when they do bad things, they think I see it every day. So they will say, you smell me. You pray to God for God to show you. I said, this one I won't pray to any God to show me. Why? Because I see, I know. Sometimes they will go to school, they will do something in school and they come to you. You went to school, you did this, you did this. You said, no, I didn't do it. I said, I saw it. And I will tell you as if I was standing there, I saw it that you passed here and you did this thing. Then the person will just look at your face. How did you know? I said, the Lord showed me. This is what you did. How? Knowing and seeing. God is showing it to you so that we can correct them. We can help them. Hallelujah. One time, one of our church members, he did something. I forgot. But when I met her in church sometime later, I said, hey, you, the last time I saw you, you were coming from this place. And I described the place to her. She said, but when I came out, you were not there. I said, didn't you go there that day? I saw you. I was standing here. I saw you. You were coming here and you did this, you did this. Yes, I went there. But that day, I didn't see you. So, when you came out, I saw you. I described the place, what she went to do there. And she just looked at me. It is not because I am much anointed. It is the grace of God. Hallelujah. And all of us can desire God. Desire God. Not only to see things, but to direct you on the path of life. Because if you are in this world, you can't see. You can't hear. You can't talk. You can't see. You will die early. One of our teachers, when in secondary school, he said you will die before your natural death. You will not go to academic heaven. He sells some English book. And he will tell you, you don't want to get A in English. If you don't buy this book, you will die before your natural death in English. And you will not go to academic heaven. The academic heaven is to get A. And always people were buying. If you are in this life, you can't see, you can't hear, you can't speak, you will die early. Hallelujah. I pray that God will release us from blindness in the name of Jesus Christ. How there are so many avenues, so many ways we see. Sometimes you can see through dreams. What we call dreams, the Bible calls it night visions. You can see through dreams, through night visions. We saw it in the life of the apostles. Paul said when they were going to Rome, and the Bible, in the Bible, they had a problem on the sea. He said that tonight, the angel whom I belong and I serve stood by me. So actually, Paul saw it in a night vision. He said he stood by me, telling me, Paul, I have given you your life and the life of all the people that are with you in this ship. There were 250 people in that ship. Paul saw a night vision. One place, he said that at night in the city of Macedonia, they saw a man. He saw a man in Macedonia. They wanted to go to another city. God told them, don't go. And he said at night, he saw a man of Macedonia telling them, come over to help us. That was in the city of Ephesus. And it was one of the places that, through that place, the word of God spread mightily. In that city, he said the word of God grew and multiplied. So one way we see is night visions. We should be careful. Sometimes when you overeat, you can have dreams. There are so many types of dreams. When you overeat, you can have dreams. When you are very tired, you will be having some dreams, some wonderful dreams. That does not mean do it. You are tired. Solomon said it in Ecclesiastes chapter 5 verse 3. He said, out of the plenty labor of men, you will dream. You will see. So you should be careful with it. Some people become so attached to what they see that, I saw this. I saw a dream. And because of that, you see that they become afraid. Whatever you tell them, they don't want to believe it. So dreams can come in so many ways. In fact, even when you are getting malaria, you have high, your fever goes up, and start seeing things, visions and revelations. Those are not the type of visions that we are talking about. When you are also too hungry, you can see things. When you are hungry, you see that sometimes, at first I thought it was the Holy Ghost, when you do fasting, your stomach will be doing getting to the latter end of the fast, it seems that so many ideas will be coming to your head. Sometimes those ideas are not from God. So you should know the visions and the revelations that we are talking about. Some of the visions, it comes from God. Some of the dreams, it don't come from God. If you are always thinking that God should only lead you by visions, the devil can also show you something. So we should be careful. We can also, another way we see is by trances. That you will be there. Sometimes you are praying. In Acts chapter 10, it happens to Peter. He said, whilst Peter fasted and prayed, before they broke their fast, he was waiting for them to bring the food. He fell into a trance. So you can be seen. You are not sleeping, but you see things. You are not sleeping, but you see things. Sometimes people will come. One time, one of my colleagues, she gave birth. So the day that she was supposed to resume, she resumed, but like she will not come to work that day. And she brought the son. The moment I saw the baby, I don't know how, but I just know that the baby was sick. The baby had a problem. And I can't explain. So I just watched the baby. Although he was a healthy baby, I knew that that baby had a problem. And I just watched him. But as he started coming back to work, and the baby now, in fact, when he was a baby, he never had any problem. But now as he's growing, always he have one challenge or the other. His neck was well, he have a problem, they have to repair his tonsils, they have cut one off. And so one time I was telling, always he's sick. And I was telling one of my colleagues who is a little spiritual, I said, but this boy, he is sick. I don't know the kind of sickness he has, but when I see him now, I saw that he was sick. You see, it may be just a flash. We have some short ideas. So you see that some of our prophets, they will be ministering, said that I went to your hometown, they are with you. They are just seeing in the spirit. Or they see a mini vision. Kenneth Hagin says a mini vision. Before you come, you can see people in the service, the problems they have. And it occurs in the lives of prophets. And most of the time, it occurs in a lot of people. If you're a Christian, I believe you should see it. It shouldn't be any extraordinary thing. Nothing should take you by surprise. That is what I believe. Nobody dies in my family, I don't know. When you are even sick and you die, I will know. Sometimes months before the person dies. I don't know how I know, but I know that somebody will die. Sometimes I may not see the face, but I will know that a man will die or a woman is coming to die. If it's very close to me, I will, as I pray about it, I can sense that this person is dying. This is before my mother died. I knew long time she would die. Before my father died, I knew long time. So when they die and they tell me, although I don't know the day they would die, but I knew they would die. You get it? Before my the day my one of my elder brothers died, I just saw it. When I called Papa, when I finished talking, they called me that he's dead. So knowing, we should get to that so that those things don't take you by surprise. When you are living in a world of surprises, you die early. You have a heart attack. You are there. They will call you. This person have died. Something have happened. But God don't want us to be like that. Hallelujah. And I believe that all of us who desire that thing, that God should show you. In fact, if the Holy Ghost is in you, you should know things. And you should see things. Not only for ministry, but for personal life. You should know things. You should see things. For your own personal life. Because Jesus said that when the Holy Spirit is in us, He will show us things to come. He will show us things to come. So before the thing will come, the Holy Spirit has shown it to you. And you will be, if it is negative, God will help you to work about it. If it is positive, all of them, you need to work about it. Reinforce it in your life. Hallelujah. So we see Francis. We see open visions. You hear Papa Hagin. He said he was in a hospital and Jesus walked to the hospital room. He pulled a chair and sat by him and he talked with Jesus 1.5 hours. Those are the kind of visions I'm believing for that one day I'll be there, I'll hear somebody walking. When I raise my head, it's Jesus. It will be wonderful. Hallelujah. So, we can also see visions, open visions, that God is leading us, telling him things to come. I listened to one of his tapes. He died in 2003. And in those last service, he started prophesying. He prophesied about 2004, about 2005. He even prophesied Hurricane Katrina. He saw water coming over all the land. I think he prophesied to about 2007. Wow. He may be in the office of the prophet, but there is a spirit of prophecy in all of us. Paul said we should desire for those gifts. He said, above all, to prophesy. All the giftings that he talks about, we should desire the gift of prophecy. That's why you don't need to be a prophet to know. All these things, I can't say I am a prophet. Yes, once in a while I will see things about people, what that may come to pass. But about my own personal life, I should see it. You are going to be sick, you know. You are going to make losses, you know. This is what somebody else have done, you know. You handle it in the spirit. Sometimes when I talk to some of my friends, they think that I have some power, sahama. No. It is the grace of God. They will share problems. I say, just don't worry. You will handle this thing. Let's do it this way. Let's do it this way. Why? It is because of the grace of seeing and knowing. In my workplace, when problems come, everybody will be looking at, so what do you think? You don't think I'll just relax. I'm not saying I see everything, but things that I realize it concerns my life and it concerns my welfare. It can affect me. By the grace of God, he can show it to me. In the same way, if you desire his leading, things that concerns you, things that concerns your welfare, he should be able to show you. He is willing to do. You shouldn't be in a car that is going to have an accident and you go and sit in it and you die. No. That is an aberration to our salvation. Pastor Inecha will say, it's an aberration to our salvation. At least there's small things that concerns you. You should know about it so that you can do something about it. Yes, some issues of life may come. You may not know how to do it. In all those things, God will help you. But one thing I want us to understand is that the direction of God through visions and revelations is real. We can see an example in the life of Cornelius. In Acts chapter 10 verse 1 to 8, he said an angel of the Lord appeared to Cornelius. He said, Cornelius, your prayers and your alms have come before God as a memorial. He talked to him. Because the angel couldn't preach to him, he told him, go, send for Peter. He will preach to you the way of this life. And when Peter came, Cornelius and his whole household were saved. So there is a level of visions and revelations, and it is most of the time it is very predominant in the lives of the prophets that they see things, they know things. Sometimes you may not see, but you will just know. You will just know. Sometimes people will talk to you, you know the thing will not work, and I don't know why they don't know it will not work. I was reading one of the sermons of Papa recently. He said that one man came to him that he said he was going to stand for president. He knew the guy would not win. And he was sharing his big ideas for the nation. When he finished, he said he wanted to see the man off. And they went out. And he said, where is your car? The man told him, oh, he didn't bring a car. He's waiting for a taxi. He told him, there are, in every contest, there is only one person that wins, and there are some people that amuse us. I think you are one of such people. You are just going to add yourself to the race to amuse the whole nation. But the one who was saying, recently, when I see some of these who put posters like MPP, that they want to stand for a presidential candidate, I ask myself, these people, don't they know they will not win? But you see, they will put money in it and they will have supporters supporting them. They said one of them dressed and he stood in front of a mirror, was watching himself like a suit, and he asked his wife, don't I look like a president? You may look like a president in front of your own mirror, but not before the nation. Hallelujah. So, we should desire that we should see and know. We should come to visions and revelations of the Lord. It may come to us in pictures. It may come to us in pictures. You see pictures. It may come to us in signs. in tokens, like Jeremiah saw. He said that, I see the branch of an almond tree. Zechariah saw. He saw seven, the lampstand, an olive tree, and a cup pouring the oil. Those are pictures, tokens. It means something. But again, let's get it. You shouldn't have fast rules for something. Some people think that when you dream and you see yourself eating, you have witchcraft. Sometimes you are very hungry. Sometimes when I sleep, one time I was hungry, but I've decided I won't eat in the evening very late. Like 9 go, I won't eat again. If I'm not eating the day and because of something I couldn't eat, I will do fasting. And the next morning, that day when I slept, I dreamt I had gone. I was eating watching with some eggs, and the way in the dream I was so happy. When I woke up, I was so angry. And it just came to me, maybe I have got witchcraft. No, it's the hunger that is making you have so those kind of dreams. So some people have a book for dreams, that when you dream and you see this, it means this. So you see that people see it and they become afraid. Sometimes it's not like that. I live with people, when you live with very superstitious people, they see lizards on the wall. They fall down in front of them and they will start casting out the devils. Sometimes it's an accident for the lizard who was going over the wall to fall down. Hallelujah. So we can see it in visions, in pictures, in signs, and in tokens. But the best way to interpret these visions is by the word. Interpret it by the word of God. Always, whenever you see things, interpret it by God's word. What does it mean? Based on God's word. When you look at the book of Revelations, you can understand most of these dreams, visions. John the Revelator saw the vision. He said he saw the sea, men, beasts rising out of the sea. So a sea, a pool of water represents people. The Antichrist will not just see Satan come. Some men will rise up, that the devil is in them, and they are doing the work. So they rose up from among the people. Hallelujah. So you need, the best way to interpret some of these things is by the word of God. Don't let anybody use his own interpretation. Nowadays, these prophets, I heard one man of God saying that we should be careful of those herbalists who have worn coats like prophets. Now there are so many in town. And now it's very common. You are walking about, you see people just call you and tell you things. Hallelujah. I've experienced it several times. Sometimes when we go to follow up, I'm waiting for the people to come. I'll be sitting there, somebody will come. He saw me, my hanky fell down. He said that he saw that my blessings for the year have fallen down and I have taken it back. If I have taken it back, thank God and go. No, but he has to do some things for me so that the blessings will be established. And we realize that I just look at it like that. I know a student, a man, some of them who use spells and family spirit. He told one girl, a national service girl, he told the girl, he saw demonic spirit following the girl. And according to the girl, the man just like this, and two cars came out. But the thing was that he said that the girl, the mother have a sister, the mother's sister, but the mother don't have a sister. But because the girl saw the car risk him, she was shaking. At the end of the day, they took her bag, her phone, everything, and ran away. They said that there was a place they want to pray there. And when they were going, the man said, there were two guys. One said, let her hold the bag. He is holding the girl's bag. And he said that where they met her, he should take stones, two stones from there, and bring it so that in the prayers that they are going to do for her, they will use it. When the girl went to the place that they met her to take the stones, and she came back, they have left with her bag and her phone, everything in the bag, she have left with it. So some of these people use evil spirit and familiar spirit. So we should be careful about it. Hallelujah. We are not saying all of them are liars. No, that's not what we are saying. But what we are saying is that this is one area people are using to abuse a lot of people. In my former church, I saw one man of God came. He said that he saw somebody. Two demons were following them. One don't have a head. Who were following? Think about it. Then another man came to the place. He asked, if somebody don't have a head, how can the person see and walk and follow somebody? But as long as they call you and the way they will even stand and shake your hanky and put the towel at your shoulder and be telling you, I saw this thing. Demons are following you. One of them, he don't have a head. And what? You become afraid. And the moment fear enters, whatever happens, you will do them. Hallelujah. So we should be careful. Even in the leadings of God, we should be careful. Kenneth Hagin said, one woman said, he heard one prophet saying that he heard God speak to him audibly. And since that time, he started desiring voices and it drove her mad. He started hearing evil voices and it made her mad. So even in the audible, in that arena, that's why we said that to prove it, always prove it by the word. And have a confirmation in your spirit. Don't go to places that the people there you don't trust. The prophets there, now they do prophetic service. People invite you, you go. You don't know the prophet. You go and sit there, they call you and tell you all sorts of things, which is not true. And they put fear in you. Now, when God is leading you, how will we know what are the benefits of God's leading? One benefit of it is that there is supernatural joy. You will be happy. Yes, it may not be as you want it, but it definitely will bring joy in your heart. Psalm 89, verse 15. Psalm 89 verse 15. He said, blessed are the people who know the joyful sound. They walk, oh Lord, in the light of your countenance. So whenever God is leading you, it brings joy. It brings joy into your heart. Whenever God is leading us also, it brings divine favor, supernatural favor. If it is God who told you to do what you are doing, God will favor you. You will get results that those who are not saints cannot get it. If it is God who has told you that do something, that does not mean you will not face opposition. No. You may face opposition. Struggles and challenges are part of life. But you see that God will favor you. The favor we are talking about is the grace of God. The grace of God will be upon you. And as long as the grace of God is upon you, you will see things working for you. When we read the book of Psalms, Psalm 23, one of the best Psalms that we recite, you see that when God is with people, when God is with people, all things work together for their good. He will be directing your steps. Because he will be directing your steps, things will be working for you. The last one, verse 6, he says, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. So whenever God is following us, God is directing us, supernatural favor be upon us. Whenever any person comes, you see that the one living in your workplace will recommend you to the new one that is coming. This person is good. Work with him. So whenever God is leading us, whenever God is ahead of us, He will show us His favor. Papa Yeniko said, what do we preach? What are we preaching? If it is not the grace of God at work in them. They are working with the grace of God upon their lives, and they are seeing results. Whenever supernatural favor is in your life, you work. Grace forces us to work. So anyone that have the grace of God that is lazy is not the grace of God. The grace of God forces us to work. Paul said, but the grace of God in my life was not in vain, but I labor more abundantly than they all, yet not I, but the grace that was upon me. So if God's favor, which is the grace of God, is upon you, it makes you work. Hard work. Any Christian that is a lazy Christian, the grace of God is not upon him. I hear Bishop Dark saying, he said that when he is preaching and you are sleeping, the Spirit of God is not in you. Because if the Spirit of God is in you, you won't sleep. The Spirit will rekindle you. So if you are being rekindled, you shouldn't be dozing. It shows that your spirit level is low. Hallelujah. So whenever we are working, we are allowing God to lead us. Always there is favor. Things may not look as if it is the one that you want. But even in the midst of darkness, God will turn that darkness to light for you. When people are crying that there is a casting down in the things that they are doing, sometimes Papa will tell us, let's give thanks to God because He is helping us in this ministry. Was it here that I heard that somebody last week, that Reverend was telling us, someone of God was wanted to commit suicide. He has done ministry for a long time. He can't even see 50 people. So he wants to die. It is frustrating when you are doing something and you don't produce results. So he wants to die. One man of God, he got so sick. And now, somebody who was in the healing ministry was now cursing God. The healing anointing was not working for him. But this morning I pray and I decree that as we are allowing ourselves to be led by God, His favor will continue to work for us in the name of Jesus Christ. His joy will overflow in our spirit in the name of Jesus Christ.
We trust that you have been blessed by the word of God. We would love to have you worship with us at Conquest Global Ministries, Kakrade, or call us on 0243-287-958 or 0246-111-278. You are blessed.